5 months after the holiday farm fire sparked on Labor Day, many of the residents of the Upper Mackenzie River Valley are still without reliable internet access or phones. KLCC's Rachel McDonald has this report.
On a given day, you'll see several cars in the parking lot outside the Christian Church along Highway 126 in Mackenzie Bridge. This is one of the few places you can get high-speed internet. People sit in their cars on Zoom calls, attend online school, or catch up with family and friends on social media.
Yeah, we've been doing school in the back of the car for the last couple months.
Courtney Lewis and her three kids just wrapped up the school day. Her twin second graders, Katie and Royal, described their back-of-the-car classroom experience.
We have been online in the back of the car with all the cars driving by, and it's really tough to hear our teacher.
And it's really stressful going in the back of a car where these cars go by, where you're trying to get all your answers that you need.
Their big brother, John, a fifth grader, says it's been tough dealing with the fire and a pandemic.
You got to admit it, it was hard enough with one.
Like the coronavirus.
One alone could have been a catastrophe.
Digital learning is kind of a curveball in and of itself, but doing it from the backseat of a car is really an added hurdle.
Courtney Lewis says her family moved to Vida last summer and bought their dream house. 2 months later, it burned down in the holiday farm fire. They found a rental here in Mackenzie Bridge, but they still have no internet. The latest update from Spectrum is that maybe by the end of the month they'll be hooked up. This church is one of several spots that were equipped with internet access early on, thanks to a coalition of volunteers called Oregon Internet Response. Brett Colley is the church pastor. He surveys the parking lot.
So yeah, all these cars kind of scattered around. They're all doing what they have to do. The guy in the pickup truck, I'll see him late into the night.
Colley also teaches at Mackenzie Community School in Blue River. The school is one of the few buildings in Blue River that survived the fire, but it delayed the first day of school in the fall.
It took months to even get to a place where kids had their Chromebooks and connectivity, just in being able to find out where are the kids now. Do they need internet where they're at? Are they in a hotel that has internet, or are they still upriver and there's nothing?
Colley says internet was never great up here. But since the fire, the lack of service has been an additional stressor for people trying to rebuild and return to some semblance of normalcy. Colley says some folks who said they'd rebuild are now discouraged.
Where they're having to say that they can't do it anymore, they can't fight the fight anymore. And unfortunately, I'm afraid that a lot of folks have reached that point because it's taken so long to get stuff done. And a big portion of that, unfortunately, is still just communication.
As a volunteer firefighter, Colley says the lack of phone coverage is another worry, because while cell coverage is mostly restored, landlines are not. Lane County spokesperson Devin Ashbridge says the fire destroyed much of the communication system.
Honestly, the county doesn't have a direct role as far as actually repairing the infrastructure, but we've absolutely been working with the communications companies as partners as they're working to rebuild the infrastructure. And so there's been some really tangible progress made.
Of the two companies that service the area, Spectrum is closer to full restoration. Mackenzie Bridge resident Sherry Franzen is waiting for CenturyLink to restore her service, which she hasn't had since the fire. She lost her sister to COVID last spring.
Not having any internet or phone at home is pretty sad right now. I mean, I was very used to staying home and being on Facebook to keep in touch with friends and family, and that ended.
Franzen says she's grateful her house didn't burn. She comes to the church parking lot several times a day. Brent Colley says he'd like a shift in how high-speed internet is regarded as more of a utility. But he says when he approached officials about the lack of internet, it wasn't taken as seriously.
It was seen as more of a frivolous thing that you were requesting, when if you live in a home and you and your spouse both work online and you have kids who need to be learning online, it takes an insane amount of internet anymore.
The Oregon Internet Response Team, which set up those hotspots early on, is seeking a grant to help establish a more resilient internet service in the region. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News in McKenzie Bridge.